Hey.
Ronnie, my old man always told me if you get bitten by a snake, you bite it back. But I gather that didn't work for you, did it?
You're a worry, you are.
Murray the Worry. Where have I heard that before, yeah. Ronnie? What an incredible story. What happened?
I made a promise to myself years ago I wouldn't do venomous snakes.
Mm.
And I got a call from through Val's phone that there was a big black snake in the butcher shop in town. So, yeah, I can't help I can't help myself now. I couldn't help myself then.
Yeah.
So I went in, had it all under control, and as I was lifting it to put it in the bag, it just rolled its face and one fang touched my thumb.
And that's all it takes. Red-bellied black, yeah. It's, you know, they're still pretty serious though. But I saw a photograph of your thumb. I mean, it went all black. It was pretty full on.
It looks a bit different now. It's all stripped.
And tell me, you know, from the envenomation, because I guess it was only, you know, one finger, what type of effects did you have apart from the pain in your finger?
None until probably midnight Monday night.
How long ago was that after you'd been bitten, though?
12 hours.
And then what was the impact then?
Was just all the toxins going through my body made me violently ill. Locked all my muscles up. Yeah.
Pretty serious stuff. And that's amazing. I mean, at least you're in good care and it was 12 hours later. I mean, that sounds like it's worse than a bottle of rum, Ronnie.
I don't know. I don't drink rum.
I drink rum occasionally, but not very often. And look, you know, it's an amazing thing because, you know, you're helping people out there in the local Mossman community, but I can understand your perspective, you know. Often with the non-venomous snakes, you can actually, like, cradle them and they'll be quite gentle and they'll be fine. But, yeah, different kettle of fish when it comes to the red-bellied blacks.
Between Val and Kylie, I was looked after and bloody wonderful staff at that Cairns Base Hospital, and I came home Saturday lunchtime.
I should imagine that they probably ferried you to hospital pretty quickly. Did you take the helicopter or did you take the billy goat track?
Yeah, that's the one. I got bitten at 20 past 12 and arrived in Cairns at 6:30, like in the evening, by ambulance, road ambulance. They had no cars to transport me. And then I started to get really sick, like midnight, Monday night. It started to set in. Tuesday was a non-event.
Is that right? Yeah, wow. Now, you know, when it comes to these type of things, because, you know, to your credit, you're doing the right thing and you've got a lot of experience with snakes, but, you know, when you do see a snake, what's the best thing to do, Ronnie?
Leave it alone.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Leave it alone and it'll leave you alone. But amazingly, I got a phone call just a while ago. Can you come and remove a snake for me? I said, no, I'll give it a miss today.
Yeah. Mate, I'm surprised you used such nice language. I thought it might have got a bit colourful.
No. And Val and Kylie wrote on my admittance sheet when I was admitted in Cairns for the occupation as now retired snake handler.
I'll bet it is too.
Yeah.
Well, look, Ronnie, it's been great to talk to you because I know you've started on the radio for various reasons over the years, particularly to do with family. But this one's kind of puts you front and centre. But you're a legend, and I said I know you do the right thing and really want to help people out. But just a reminder of just, you know, a simple little thing like that, and it can make all the difference. And it also reminds you how venomous those snakes are.
That's right. All right, thanks, mate.
Some Labor Party leaders